Okay, Carlton, this question will start with you. What are you doing to prevent puppy barn from spreading parvo disease?
Well, this is an interesting question, but I'm not aware of the issue. I am aware of parvo. My son is married to someone that actually raises puppies, and parvo is a dread to puppy breeders because it kills the little puppies when they get that parvo disease, and it's also really hard to get rid of. I've noticed at the puppy barn. By the way, can I just say the puppy barn's awesome? My grandkids go there. They love it. My kids go there sometimes. My kids are pretty grown up now, but I think it's a great asset to our community. I think it's a great idea. When I've gone in there, I've noticed that they have hand sanitizer. And of course, it's different puppy breeders that place their puppies. And so I imagine they take those risks and want to make sure the puppy barn is addressing those risks adequately. But I think that what puppy barn is doing with their hand sanitizer is a good start. If there's other things that need to be done, they're probably in the best position, and the people that place their puppies with them to determine what those measures are and to implement them.
Yeah, I really don't have anything to add to that because I was actually made aware of this last night on Facebook. Somebody instant messaged me, and I am guilty of one that takes my grandkids there and lets them get all cuddly with puppies, and we have a dog of our own, small dog, and we are dog lovers. And so in the sake of time and moving on to another question, what I would say as mayor is I would say let's address it through whatever enforcement measures need to happen. I would dig into that. I don't right off bat, but I think, is this a law enforcement question? I don't know, but I'll ask the questions and we'll get to the root cause of the answer and why this business, if that is the case. I'm not one that will just make really quick, rash decisions. I will gain facts, I will understand an issue, and I'll do that very thoroughly before I make a decision. And that will be a common thread throughout whatever I have done. I think that's what I've done in the council. And so having kind of a question that was not what I expected tonight, I would just follow a process that I've always followed, and that is just gain good information. Work with people. There's going to be two sides to every story, but we can come together and we can solve the problem. Because to me, if it is parvo, which it sounds like it is, it's in nobody's interest, not even the business or the recipient, to have a sick dog, and we'll fix that.